And just north of Sri Lanka, India is observing the 60th anniversary of the 1950 adoption of its constitution. The country gained its independence from Britain in 1947. We spoke with Cardinal Oswald Gracius, the Archbishop of Mumbai, about how far India has come and the challenges it still faces as an emerging economic power.
First of all, now just looking at the economic situation, I can see a big, still a very big, very, very big gap between the urban rich and the rural poor. Then I know that still the facilities, certain facilities like educational opportunities, medical opportunities, are not adequate in our rural areas still. So in that sense, in, an inclusive growth, the government is certainly the last 10, 15 years making lots of efforts for this, and with success, with limited success. But the fact that there's consciousness of this, at least, is a great thing, I think. And the church, of course, has done everything she can, drawing attention earlier. Right now, we're very clear that the rural area should be our focus. So educational institutions, health facilities, social work goes out to the rural area, because that's the underserved areas of our country.
Proportionally speaking, the Catholics are a minority in the Indian population. However, you have repeatedly pointed out that interreligious dialogue is perhaps one of the greatest challenges that the Catholic Church has to face in India.
I am happy that the church is taking leadership on this, because one of the realities which we are faced with is there was a natural acceptance and tolerance and understanding and integration earlier. In the last 10, 15 years, all of a sudden, there's a rise of fundamentalism and intolerance and suspicion, which has affected all sectors of society and perhaps all religions, all religious groups. So as a result, we've sort of the church, also then the Holy See, of course, and we've got the Vatican Council has spoken about it, and we've tried to implement that. But we are even more conscious of the need, you know, because of our particular circumstances in India. The greater opportunity, because we have got a wide variety, as you rightly said, of religions and a wide variety of cultural groups, the tremendous opportunities, but also it's a great challenge for the church to take leadership in this.